there. Welcome. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, getting underway as this week passes us by. It is our Thursday broadcast, and we thank you for tuning in, the Take Two family, and we're looking forward to having another interesting conversation with your participation. I am Jerry Usher, along with Debbie Giorgiani. The show team is in place, and Debbie, we are about to be off and running with today's episode of the program.
Yeah, we're going to be asking our listeners right now, so get ready to call in. What was the worst advice you ever gave to someone? Okay, the worst advice you imparted that wisdom, and you thought it was wisdom at the time, and it was just lousy advice. It was horrible. I'm going to share a story that it still kind of haunts me today. It happened over 10 years ago, but I just feel so bad about it. Now, it was unintentional on my part. I thought I was giving good advice. Did you think you were giving good advice? And it was the worst advice you ever gave someone. And it just kind of spiraled from there. It just maybe it even backfired. Maybe it ruined the friendship or relationship. We want to hear from you. Here's the number, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. That's the show number. That's the EWTN call-in line number. So put that on your refrigerator. And it's a really cool way you can do it. This is how I did it. I put on the refrigerator. I don't know why I need to do that because I memorized it, but I just like it. It just looks cool. 833-288-EWTN. Isn't that cool, Jerry?
Yeah. And I think you make a good point there. I mean, we could give what could turn out to be bad advice, but thinking we're trying to do somebody a favor.
Yeah, that's what happened with me.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine anybody. I mean, I suppose there are people who would, intentionally give bad advice to try to mislead someone or lead them astray, but It's usually probably more turns out that way by accident. So that's what we're asking you today on the program. Give that a little bit of thought and reflection, and typically most of us, without too much time and effort, can come up with some piece of advice that we have given to somebody that didn't turn out very well for them. 833-288-3986. We always talk about, we're not asking you to out yourself or anything like that. This is a kind of an exercise, Debbie. I know you put this on the calendar for a reason, and this is probably a good way for us to, try and learn a little something about ourselves on this show.
Well, I think we're trying to get to the underlying thing that probably needs to happen when you give advice is proper discernment. Okay, we don't want to just, flippantly give advice because it could really cause somebody a lot of pain, a lot of anguish. And we do want to take it to prayer. Prayer is very important. And that's what really I wanted to circle back and kind of get to the heart of, Jerry. But in this particular case, the example that I'm going to share in just a few minutes, I did take it to prayer. And I really felt good about it. And I really felt as though it was a proper... she asked me for advice. It's not like I just forced myself and gave advice. She asked me for advice. I gave her some really sound advice, and boy, oh boy, did it backfire. It wasn't good. But I didn't know what was going to happen there. Although now that I look at it, because you always say this, Jerry, reframe it, take another look at it. And now that I look back at it, it actually, it probably, maybe it even strengthened their marriage. That's interesting. I just thought of that right now. So that's interesting. It's the way you look at it, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe it wasn't.
Okay,
such bad
who
advice.
Wants to get on board? Those first open phone lines on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. The worst piece of advice you've ever given to somebody, 833-288-EWTN. Rich Jesse is sitting by the phone waiting to talk with you and screen your call. He's very fast. You'll get right through. And if you call now, you'll be among the first to get on the program. Again, it's 833-288-3986. My curiosity is... go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, curiosity.
I was going to say my curiosity is getting really piqued here to hear what you wanted to share.
Oh,
but go ahead. You were going
to
say something
now
else.
Or after the break?
No,
what do you think?
After the break is fine.
Okay. I was just going to say, if you want some good advice, really to process together with somebody who is definitely deep in prayer, please get your free consultation today at standtalltoday.com. Okay. Our certified life coaches, they are very prayerful and they really walk with you and you explore together the best future steps for you, for your family, and for your work, your vocation. So standtalltoday.com. I'm super excited about the growing list of, I think we have 15 life coaches and there's six more getting ready to come on soon.
Yeah, I think every day we get emails of inquiry about people wanting to be coached or people wanting to be coaches. So it is a thriving ministry. And again, as Debbie said, you're welcome to get a free consultation with any of the coaches. Just go to standtalltoday.com. And today on the program, we have the show team. I mentioned Rich Jesse on the phones. Jeff Burson is watching social media on Facebook and YouTube, the video channels. And Michael Birchfield is our producer. 833-288-3986 is the number to call, asking you about the worst piece of advice you've ever given to someone in your life.
So please call in and share that, and maybe let's look at it from a different angle, like I just did right on the air. I just did it right now. I just had a light bulb moment. I was like, oh my goodness, maybe it was pretty good advice. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to get on your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. If you're listening to our show right now, we consider you part of the Take Two family, so please don't sit this out. Don't be entertained. Don't take notes. We take notes for you. Just call in. We want to hear your bright and shining voice at 833-288-3986. And if you're listening on your local radio station or you're listening some other way like SiriusXM or on the EWTN app or something of that nature, EWTN.com, and your local station is not playing us live, maybe offer them a phone call and let them know that our show actually works best when it's live. Right, Jerry?
Mm-hmm. It does. Well, it's an interactive program, and it is your show. We always say that, and we really truly mean that. You know, Debbie and I could sit here and we could talk and share stories about bad advice we've given to people, and there's probably plenty of it for each of us. But, you know, and again, this is not to embarrass anybody or to call you out or anything. This is just, you know, it's just a little bit of an exercise and maybe self-reflection. And we invite you to be a participant in that at 833-288-3986. Again, Rich Jesse is by the phones and he is at the ready to screen your call. 833-288-3986.
And also, you could also share the worst advice you were given. Maybe somebody, you know, like a family member, friend, gave you some advice, and it just turned out, you know, it just went really south. Share with us. You don't have to out the person, you know, out the situation. Just share with us the circumstances at 833-288-3986. Okay, Take Two family, take it away. Fill up those phone lines. We're going to have a great discussion on advice.
So great to have you with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. It is your show, talking today about the worst advice you've given to someone or the worst advice someone ever gave to you. We can go either direction with that. Please do join us. We have a couple of open phone lines at 833-288-3986. And I want to mention, before we go any further, that you can receive weekly emails from EWTN Bookmark Brief, including a short video blog. It features the author giving a short synopsis of their work in his or her own words. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe to get that coming to your inbox.
Very cool. Okay, so fill up those phone lines, please, and share with us the worst advice you ever gave to someone or that you received from someone, and just share the situation, the details about that, and so let's look at it from a different angle and see if we can come to a better understanding of about giving or receiving advice. That's the great thing about advice. You can take it or leave it, right? But so when you do take it, did it have an impact on you? That's what we want to hear. This is your show. We want to learn and grow together. So we do that with your takes, your life experiences. So if you sit this out, you take notes, then it's just Jerry and I going back and forth and back and forth. And that's fine. We can do that, but we'd rather hear from you. 833-288-3986. Okay, you ready? You want to hear me?
Sure. Yeah, I've been dying to hear this.
Okay. And I already went to confession, but even though I didn't do it intentionally. Okay, several years back, about over 10 years, we were very close to another couple that had four kids, and they were just doing great. We live in Arizona. We live in the Diocese of Phoenix. We have a great, thriving, vibrant Catholic community, great parishes. We have a lot of mega parishes, big parishes, right? And they loved their life. They had a great life, great home, great community, great parish community. And at, just out of the clear blue, my girlfriend called me one day and she said, you know, we're thinking we want to try something new. We want to leave Arizona. We want to go to this small town in the Midwest. And they have an, also a very vibrant diocese, very, very strong Catholic community. And we really want to go there. And it's a more of a place where it has four seasons. And they wanted their kids to experience snow and rain and stuff like that, that we don't have a lot of in Arizona. So I thought, you know, I thought, wow, you know, as much as I don't want to see her leave, because I love their family, our kids grew up together and everything, I thought, you know, how cool, they're going to do this together as a family. Well, they moved. They sold their house and they moved, and they went through 2 years of just horrible situation. Bad weather, bad circumstances. My girlfriend got severely depressed. It was horrible, horrible. They moved back and now everything is great, but they moved back. Now, here's the thing. When you were speaking, Jerry, it just dawned on me, you know, the one thing that they had when they were going through that horrible experience is each other. They had the four kids and they and the two of them as husband and wife. So they did really bond, right? They really, you know, hunkered down together and really endured the 2 years of going through a lot of brutal snow, brutal weather. And anyway, so that maybe it wasn't such a bad thing. But I did get the phone calls on a weekly basis where she said, tell me again why you thought this was a good idea. So, yeah, there you go. But see, now, did I have to go to confession? I don't think so, because I didn't do it intentionally, but I did anyway. I said, Father, I feel terrible about this. You know, I gave them advice, and they had a horrible 2 years.
Yeah, I don't think it's confession material, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was pretty bad advice, right? I gave bad advice. They should have stayed in Arizona.
Yeah, well, you know, like you said, it turned out okay. Thanks be to God. And that's Debbie's experience of giving somebody bad advice. We're talking about that today, or bad advice that someone has given you. Maybe it didn't go too well. Maybe it started off pretty bad, but then turned out to be in your best interest. See, God can take situations like that and turn them into just wonderful blessings for us. So please join us on the program today, 833-288-3986. Shall we go to the phones?
Yes, let's hear other people's experience of worst advice.
Marianne in northeastern Pennsylvania, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Marianne.
Hello, how are you today, folks?
Doing well. How about you?
Very good, thank you. Happy Feast of the Birth of St. John the Baptist.
Amen, amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
The piece of advice that someone shared with me years ago that I took very, very harshly, but since then have turned it into a positive as I reflected more on it, came to me back in the early 1990s from a priest. I was suffering with uncontrolled epileptic seizures, and I had no job. I was just devastated, and he said to me, Marianne, I'm going to give you a word of scripture, and that scripture is, those whom the Lord loves, he chastises. And I think I barked back at him and said, Father, then I wish he didn't love me so much. And I was pretty insulted by that. But as the years went on in the early 1990s, the Lord led us to a surgeon in New England. And I had brain surgery. It'll be my 27th, I call it my rebirth day, on July 7th. And the Lord cured me of 26 years of epileptic seizures uncontrolled and a benign astrocytoma in the center of my brain about the size of an Italian plum. And I never had any seizure issues since that time, and the tumor never came back. And the medical center in 2010 declared me cured, although I reminded my surgeon that before I left the hospital in 1994, I told him I was going down as one of his cures from epilepsy. And he said to me, oh, I'm going to keep my eye on you. I said, you do whatever you have to, but I'm telling you, I'm going down as one of your cures. And in 2010, I looked at him and said, I told you that in 1994, you didn't listen to me. But I've heard Father's advice with other people, and I share them in the light of my story, how I rejected that piece of advice at first, but how really I've come to see that it is God's way of loving us by giving us a cross to carry and asking us to carry it. And that led me into, I've now been a chaplain for 25 years. So I saw the picture much later on, how God does indeed chastise those he loves and can use us for his good. And I wanted to share that with you.
Wow. That is absolutely remarkable, Marianne. What an amazing story. And thank you for calling up and sharing that with us. And that is, oh, well, bless you. I think that's in Hebrews chapter 12, what you're talking about.
Right.
And it is true. Yeah, God disciplines the ones that he loves. And that is hard to take sometimes, especially when you're really going through it. You were in the midst of the darkness, really, all of the different health issues that you were going through. And now, look, God has given you, he's totally, what we talk about here on this show is reframing things, and you have now been able to look at this completely differently. And now, as a chaplain, you've got the experience behind you that you can now give away, what God has done for you, how God has blessed you, even through a little bit of tough love, and you can minister to those that you're dealing with in the chaplaincy in a very, very, very beautiful way, I think. Debbie, what do you think?
Well, I always said the Lord took those 26 years of epileptic seizures, and they were my training ground for ministry, and I never realized it, but how the Lord so many times swerved me away from other things, including the convent. I tried with a bunch of religious orders to become a sister because I felt that's where God was calling me, but I was turned down by most of those orders because of my epilepsy. So I finally figured out that wasn't where God wanted me, yet he enticed me through a friend to take a course in biblical studies with a very brilliant biblical scholar. I took one course, I bit the apple, but this was a good apple. And I went on and got a master's in religious education from Villanova.
Wow.
And then I went through 4 years of clinical pastoral ed, got a second master's in theology. And today I'm a board certified chaplain and able to use everything. Mm-hmm. So how God put it all in place for me, I find it miraculous.
Yeah. What an amazing journey you've been on. I mean, I know it's been quite difficult at times, but look at how miraculous and how it's just, it's truly incredible. Marianne, please journal this and write this down. This is a story that needs to be told.
Can I tell you something?
Please.
I am a daily journaler since sometime in the spring of 1994. So I have two journals per year. So you figure out the math, about 54 journals at home. I'm also the author of 8 books. And I write as a spiritual meditations writer from the Christian East. I'm Ukrainian Byzantine Catholic.
Okay.
And so I've written books for Eastern Christian publication. Would it be okay to name some of them?
Well, I don't know if we can do that right now, Marianne. Would you email them to us at take2@ewtn.com? That way we can take
a look
at it.
I'll look for you when I get home. I'm on the road right now, but they are meditations with scripture reading for the day, each day, and things, and for different seasons of the year. So I will look you up on EWTN when I get home later today and send that on to you. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you. But Marianne, before you go, I just wanted to say something because you tapped into something that I think our listeners really need to kind of zero in on. You referenced the scripture passage that the priest imparted to you. And I understand and I understand how at first when it came towards you, you kind of bristled a bit. Because the reason why is because of the words. Words are very powerful. And the word discipline automatically registers in most people's minds as what? Punishment, right? That's what discipline does. But discipline is much more broader and bigger and more profound than that. Discipline is a teaching. It is a direction. Okay, it is training. Okay, all the things that we are to do on this crazy thing called life is to be learning and in training and in and having direction and having purpose and having focus and having that control. And that And that is what that beautiful discipline is. So I just, and when I hear your story and how it's unfolded, I'm thinking, boy, oh boy, that priest was very wise. That was the Holy Spirit moving in that direction. And now, yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I just want folks to realize that, though, because words are very powerful, and we tend to lodge them in our heads in a way where as soon as we hear a word or we see a word, it triggers something in us. We need to go bigger than that. That's what we are called to do as Catholic Christians. We're called to dive deeper into the meaning behind things. Right, Marianne?
Right. Absolutely, positively. And to allow the Lord to take his time to explain it to us. I mean, that was one of my things that people asked me after my surgery. Well, couldn't God have done this sooner if he was going to cure you? And after I started working as a chaplain, I said, no, he needed to train me. I needed to know what it felt like to be on that side of the bed, to go through surgeries, to go through therapies, to be shunned because of a condition. I said, I needed that. And it was in God's timing, not Marianne.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Marianne, you are a remarkable lady, and again, we thank you for calling. We're going to keep you and all the wonderful things that God is doing in and through you in our prayers. And please do send us some of your material. The email address is very easy. It's take2@ewtn.com. Very simple to remember. take2@ewtn.com, okay?
Thank you very much, and God bless you both.
God bless you, Marianne.
Safe traveling. You're on the road, so your angels are with you. Your guardian angels with you, Marianne. Plus, you carry Marianne. You're so fortunate.
Wow.
Everybody that's named Marianne is so lucky.
Yep.
I mean,
tell people
so
why, Debbie. Tell people why.
Well, the Blessed Mother, the Blessed Mother's mother. My sister Anne, right.
Anne.
And her feast day is coming up July 26th. St. Anne, July 26th. That's my middle name. But I listen to my sister all the time. She constantly reminds me that she's Mary Ann, and she chose Elizabeth. I mean, look, the trifecta. I mean, pretty amazing, right?
That's pretty cool.
I know, but she constantly reminds me. You know? I mean, what can I do about it now? I guess I could add names to me. You could add names to yourself, can't you?
Sure. Yeah.
I want to add a name to myself. I'm telling you, I'm really thinking about this, Josephina, because everybody I'm talking to in the year of St. Joseph, everybody is so blessed. Like, look, you have the middle name St. Joseph. I mean, you have the middle name Joseph, and so St. Joseph is your patron saint.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I know.
Well, a great call from Marianne. Who's going to be next here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie? We'll get to more of your calls in just a few moments. The number is 833-288-3986. Talking about advice today, bad advice that you maybe gave to somebody else, or perhaps maybe you were given some bad advice by somebody. Just tell us how that turned out. Again, it doesn't have to be into all of the gory details or anything, but we are talking about that today so we can learn a little bit about ourselves. 833-288-3986. We do have a couple of phone lines that are open. We would love to have you on one of them. Right, Deb?
Absolutely. Our friend Ron from L.A. Weighed in, and he was referencing the story that I told about the worst advice I gave, and he just affirmed what I was saying and confirmed it, actually. So thank you, Ron. He said maybe that couple needed those 2 years to strengthen their faith and family. And that's exactly what it did. It did, Ron. Thank you so much for just giving me that additional confirmation on that, so I don't feel so bad. Can I say something else real quickly about confession? Well, you know what? You hear that music. Should I wait? Cliffhanger.
Yeah, might be a good idea. Unless you want to make it really short.
No. Is that what they call those things, cliffhangers? Is that what they call
them? Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Where are we going?
Well, we're going to pause here for just a second, come back and talk more about advice here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. 833-288-3986.
We're so glad you're with us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We're talking about the worst advice you've ever been given or you gave to someone. We can also flip it. We can say the best advice if you want to do that. You know, you don't want to focus on the negative. We can focus on the positive. We love that here on Take Two. But you got to call in quickly because we're halfway done with this wonderful broadcast. We're having a great discussion. Marianne just graced this conversation from Pennsylvania. She did a beautiful job. And we want to hear from you now at 833-288-3986. Can I share about confession?
Yes, please do.
Okay. Okay, so I just wanted to say this real quickly. I've said this before many times, actually. You know, sometimes we go into the confessional and we want like a little bit of a counseling session, if you will. And I've heard it said from so many priests. I worked for five or six different priests, and they used to say all the time, it's very difficult to really capture the whole entire story in a few 5 minute, 10 minute confessional experience. So folks, if you have something really deep that you need to talk to a priest or a deacon about, make an appointment at the parish and really sit down so you're not pressed for time and they're not pressed for time in the confessional where there's a long line waiting or something of that nature. I don't think it serves people well when they try to just kind of dump their whole life in 2 minutes and expect the priest to answer wisely when it's just really not the full picture. What do you mm-hmm. think?
No, I could not agree more. We do have, like you mentioned, being pressed for time. Our priests are very, very busy. We usually have, you know, one priest typically to a parish, running the parish, a school, maybe going to a hospital, makes confession times available, thanks be to God. But, he has to, fit those into his overall schedule. It is certainly should be a priority for all of our priests, and I know it is. But, when we're waiting in that line for confessional, I will admit, you know, one of my frustrations is exactly that, and that is, you've got maybe 10, 12, 15 people in line. You've got 1 hour for Father to hear confessions, and, you're waiting for someone, to come out like 15 minutes later. And I am all in favor of what you said, Debbie, of having that general dump of sins, of life's problems, talking to Father about that and all that. But you're right. I mean, if you make an appointment, it's just you're not worried about the people out there in line either,
That's right.
Because I go to confession, that's on my mind. And if Father wants to counsel me, sometimes I'm thinking, come on, Father, there's people waiting out there. Mm-hmm. But, Father's going to do what he's going to do, led by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Thank God we have our priests, and thank God we have the sacrament of confession.
Well, and I also think sometimes, we as Catholics, we go into the confessional and we know that the priest is in persona Christi in the sacrament, for the absolution and everything, for the forgiveness of sins and everything. So we automatically assume it kind of is like, well, we're there, with Christ. So we're just going to, download everything. I think that is just, it's really hard to do in a confessional. I've had priests many times when I was working at the parish, they would come out of the confessional after Saturday confessions and they would say, Debbie, make a note for the next meeting. We need to put in the bulletin that if you have something really, urgent in your family or something going on with your marriage, make an appointment. The confessional is not the place to do it because it's just too hard. I mean, you talk high pressure, right? Mm-hmm, for the priest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we got open phone lines here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It is your show. We're talking today about advice. If you would like to share the best or worst that you've given or received pieces of advice, please feel free to join us at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Well, since I'm on a roll, I think I'll just go finish. I really love the sacrament of reconciliation, a confession. Mm-hmm. I just love it. So I just wanted to say this too. Also, if you received some advice in the confessional and it just doesn't feel right in your spirit, it just doesn't feel right, please go to a confession again or make an appointment again with a different priest and talk it out. Don't just let it stir inside of you in a way that it can really be destructive. I've seen that as well. Working over 25 years at the parish level. And many priests will say, if you do get some really disturbing advice in the confessional, go to a different priest.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've heard that many times. Many times. I had great mentor priests. I have to tell you, I worked under some of the best priests ever.
Yeah.
What a blessing that is. Oh, yeah. I had the best, the best pastors, the best everything. I was very, very, talk about being blessed. I was very blessed.
Well, you mentioned our friend Ron in Los Angeles. He texted, what about advice to self? My choices didn't help me financially, but put me in position to care for my parents in the end. Now what, he says. So Ron is at a little bit of a crossroads. And since he brought up advice to self, that's one of the things I thought I would share. I gave myself a pretty bad piece of advice. I was about 14 or 15 years old, and my sister was 16, and so she was able to get her driver's license. And so to give her a little bit of practice, our parents bought this older car. I can't remember what kind of car it was, but my mom and stepdad were away, and I asked myself, gee, I wonder if I should take this thing for a spin. And the advice I gave myself was, yeah, sure, it'll be okay, because they're not home, and they will never know. So I pulled out of the yard and went to the local grocery store and parked it in a very remote location, went into the store, bought something, came back out. The car wouldn't start.
No.
The car wouldn't start, and I knew at that point I was in for it, you know. I was going to get something, yeah. some of that discipline you were talking about earlier in the show was going to be coming my way.
Right. Wow. What kind of car was it? I'm just curious. I love cars.
I can't remember. That's why I said it was, this would have been probably in the early 1970s, mid-1970s.
I love cars. Don't you love cars? Yeah. I just love the look of different cars. It just, anyway, mm-hmm. I don't know how I digress here with this. Did you share Michael's comment from YouTube?
I have not yet. No, I can do that right now.
Okay.
Michael J. says he recommended to my dad that we get a TV with a built-in antenna and built in America. Worst advice I ever got was my cousin in 1985 telling me I should sell all my vinyl records because CDs were the wave of the future.
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael, I can understand that. Well, it seemed like good advice at the time. I'll tell you what, I think probably everyone listening to this broadcast at one time or another had a huge record collection that they don't have anymore.
I know that I did. So true. Okay, so let's hear what Kurt has to say in Boston, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Kurt. Welcome.
How you doing? Debbie and Terry, correct?
That's right, Kurt. How are you?
Good. I talk to you from time to time. Good show. I was just going to say, the more you go to confession, if you want some advice, the more you'll understand the spiritual side that needs to be attained over the physical. Mm-hmm. Because we're all basically living our lives through our emotions, our memory, and our instinct. Where our intellect and our will needs to be strengthened, especially in these times with so much anxiety and stress. I mean, there was a couple of callers back that was talking about she was at first hurt because God loves I chastise those he loves. Well, I have even another kind of the same thing. Won't get into it between all kinds of things going on in your life, between multiple deaths and people doing all sorts of things and all sorts of strife. I've heard a priest say to me, God must love you a lot because he trusts you with many things. And that can sound very sarcastic from an emotional side, especially when the physical side of you is back and forth and tormented and tossed and everywhere else. And I think the main objective of the faith is to use the spiritual sacraments of the church to quell the physical passions of life. And it even reminds me with this pandemic. You know, we close all the churches down, we close all the sacraments down, and we wonder why evil is rising. It's because we have not restrained evil by the use of the sacraments, and that's what we need to do.
Kurt, I have to tell you, I typed over to Jerry. What a great perspective That's amazing how you brought that all into view about the sacraments being that spiritual fuel, if you will, and because we do have to live within these bodies and our senses and everything. That's how we function. It's so true, and that's why, Kurt, I will tell you. My personal coaching practice that I've done over for 21 years, I'm very big into mind, body, and spirit integration. And what I mean by that is to make sure you realize how everything works together and how when to tap into certain areas of your, you know, your being, when you need to lean on certain areas, but not to be overly focused on the like you were saying, Kurt, this the physical side, because if we give in too much to the physical desires and temptations and needs and wants, what do, Kurt? We push out the spiritual side, and that's unfortunate because we are mind, body, and spirit. What do you think? Am I kind of saying the same thing, Kurt?
Well, yeah, you are. But again, what we must realize, too, is that at the end, you know, I think Fulton Sheen said it best. He says, the most craziest thing that humanity has ever done is put a god in front of a tomb with a stone over a dead man because they were scared that he might come back to life. So, And with that said, we don't realize the spiritual because we use the physical intellect to knock it out of existence. And I mean, that's got to be the essence of evil, because the light that we need so much has to be the light that incorporated the word of God to become flesh, because it says God from God, light from light, true God from true God. I mean, the truth is the truth, and it's not something, it's somebody. It's not an abstract. It's a living, breathing, eternal being, which we're made from. And what's been corrupted is the body that houses it, because it uses its lower nature to pollute the intellect and the will. I don't know. Does that sound right?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about concupiscence, original sin. You know, they have darkened the intellect and weakened the will. And that is something that can be overcome, however. And you're giving, I think, the recipe for that, Kurt. And that is the spiritual remedies that God, through Jesus and the church, have made available to us. Namely, most importantly, the sacraments. And what you're talking about reminded me of a tweet that I saw from Cardinal Raymond Burke the other day. And he said, if we want to do what is good and right, we must seek through frequent reception of the sacraments and our daily prayers and devotion to unite our hearts completely to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. It is especially through the sacraments that our hearts, purified of sin and inflamed with divine love, are drawn ever more profoundly into His Sacred Heart. So the spiritual can tame the physical and the carnal, you will, those lower passions that Kurt is talking about.
The lower, yeah. And I'm glad you brought up concupiscence. But Kurt, real quickly, this is why this is why the New Age movement is so bad, and this is why it's wrong, because it puts the emphasis on what you can obtain through your own mind and your own will and your own everything. And it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. And people think it's fascinating. It's not. It's destructive. Go ahead, Kurt.
One last thing. This is what the devil meant by you can be like God. And I was just talking to a kid. I call him a kid. He's 31 years old. He says it's funny. He goes, he was raised as Catholic, but, you know, his mother died, and you know, he's 31, and he goes, I'm spiritual, but I'm learning about Buddha. So I kind of threw all that at him, and I just, sometimes you got to throw it against the wall, because you got to realize you're put into an atmosphere where you throw the seed out and have it stick. Myself, half my life, didn't even know the faith. Came into the church in 92. I'm going to be 63. And the reception of the sacraments is what it is. But so many people will bring this all down with the LGBTQ, the all of this, okay, is communism, which is satanic. which is the enemy of the church. There's two physical entities on this planet. That one is the spiritual school or the hospital to help you get to heaven, and the other one is to trying to destroy it. And we need to bring that out without any compromise, because there's too many Catholic bishops, priests, and deacons who are compromising it. And Our Lady of Akita said it, priest against priest, cardinal against cardinal, bishop against bishop. Look what just happened at that snot of the Eucharist not being given to those pro-abortion candidates. And why was it that 55 bishops and cardinals didn't like it? Because for whatever reason, I'm not judging their sin, but this is what the advice is that we're talking about. And we need to, the lady needs to bring this out, to bring these priests and cardinals back into the faith.
Right. Well, Kurt, yeah, you're making some good points. We're a little bit off the topic right there, but we know how passionate you feel about that because you've been a regular listener and a caller to the program, and we appreciate that. And I think the only thing we can add to that right now is, without going into, it's not the topic of the show, nor do we have time, but I would just say pray, pray, pray. I remember the words of St. Augustine, you know, I'm going to get this probably poorly paraphrased, but he would say, "What I am with you, I rejoice in. What I am for you, I am frightened of." And what he meant by that was, what I am with you is a fellow member of the body of Christ, a fellow Christian. But he would say, what I am for you, and that is a leader, a bishop, someone raised up by God to shepherd the sheep. He was scared to death of that. And I think any bishop ought to be, I don't mean run around scared, but they should, in their interior lives, reflect on the responsibility that they have, the great gift they have, the great charisms they have, and all of that. But Debbie, I think it's important for all of our clergy, especially our bishops and cardinals and even the Pope, to reflect on the calling that they have been given by God and the great, great responsibility that comes with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we were talking recently with Cardinal Burke about that and also Bishop Strickland. So it's very interesting. Kurt, thank you so much. Great insights today. Call us again, please. You're just a sweet soul, and we really appreciate your contribution today to the broadcast. Real quickly, Jerry, if I may, Catholic Connection, I just want to highlight another great program. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Teresa Tomeo, our friend and wonderful host of that great program. She, along with her guests, share their Catholic perspective on the day's news and newsmakers. And Jerry, real quick, before we get to Sharon in Ontario, Canada, I just wanted to say this. You know, when our soul leaves our body here on this earth, we are disembodied spirits, okay? We are separated. We will be reunited in that glorified body someday, God willing, right? So it's very important that we are feeding our mind and our body and our spirit. We're feeding it spiritually, leading it spiritually. If you're not feeding your body, you're not feeding your life spiritually, you're missing out, folks. You're missing out. You're following along with the world, and the world will lead you in a path that is not for all of the good in eternity. It'll be for absence of God, and that's not good. That's not good. That's horrible. Mm-hmm. So let's just feed our bodies and our minds spiritually first. I always say that. What do you think, Jer?
Yeah, I remember one of my classes at Franciscan University, I think it was Dr. Scott Hahn, said, if you want to fall away from Christ and kind of lose your way, he said, just stop praying and breathe. That's all you have to do. You don't have to do anything. If you stop praying, you are going to, you know, and other the saints have talked about this too.
That's right.
Talked about, you know, prayer as being what they call the soul of the apostolate. If we're not feeding ourselves spiritually through prayer, spiritual reading, the sacraments, regular confession, especially in today's world that is trying to crush any signs of faith anywhere that it can, we're going to find ourselves in trouble.
Yeah, absolutely. Sharon in Ontario, Canada, you've been waiting so patiently. You'll finish out this wonderful discussion today, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Sharon. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I love your show. I have two pieces of advice that I was given and have been life-changing for me. I have children at one time, many at the same time. There's a lot of strife in our home. We went to a parenting team for families in crisis with Mark Grayston in Texas, and he said to ask yourself, is this hill worth dying on? Followed by, we can agree to disagree. And the second one was to speak unconditional love to our children. When we say the words, nothing you can say can make me love you more, and nothing you can say or do can make me love you less. And that has been life-changing for me, and I try to share that with as many other parents who have children as well.
Wow, good advice. Great advice, actually. I just wanted to say something real quickly about agreeing to disagree. You know, people are offended by that these days. They want to really shove their way of thinking down our throats. That's just the way, that's kind of the way the world is working. We need to start practicing that again. I totally agree, Sharon. To agree to disagree, it doesn't mean you have to end relationships. It doesn't mean you have to walk away and hate that other person. It just means you don't agree on that particular topic, that subject, and it's okay. You can still survive. And about the children, you know, it's so interesting. When you become a parent, wow. Talk about a game changer, life changer. I mean, I never felt so much love in my heart and in my home. See, I'm going to cry. As when you bring that little baby home, right, Sharon?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree with you, Sharon, and with Debbie on this idea of agreeing to disagree. I think what you're saying there is, and what's implied in that, is that the other person or persons know what you think, what you believe, what you stand for, and you're just simply saying, you know, I'm not going to allow this to you know, blow up into this big, huge affair. But that's the important thing, the ingredient that has to be there, especially if it's some kind of a serious, say, a moral question or something like that. We cannot just say, okay, well, let's just not talk about it. You know, I think people really need to know that we have a belief in, you know, the church's teachings and so forth. But still, it shouldn't have to, like you said, Debbie, shouldn't have to ruin relationships.
Well, that's, mm-hmm. yeah, but unfortunately, we blurred those lines. There's boundary mm-hmm. issues with people. People are going into other people's lives, in their spiritual life, in their faith life, and they're trying to convince them. And there's something very, in my opinion, diabolical about that. We don't need to do that as Catholic Christians. We just need to share the faith, because the faith is the truth, and it's right there. If somebody's trying to convince you to walk away from the faith, be careful with that. There's something not right. Real quickly, Sharon, any final comments?
Nope. Just thank you very much, and God bless you for all you do.
Oh, thanks, Sharon. This was a great broadcast. So I started doing this crazy thing. So listen to this. I'm so Catholic school. I think Michael, our producer, laughs at me. I start to rate our broadcast now. I started that. Like, I put like a little in our notebooks. I'll put like A+ and stuff. I should have been a teacher. I think I should have been a teacher.
She is a teacher, right, Sharon?
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so I put an A+ for this broadcast, Sharon, because I thought it was really good. I think I learned something, so I hope others did as well. What do you think, Sharon?
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you very much for your time, and
thank
God bless you.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate you joining us from Ontario, Canada. We have listeners, part of the Take Two family, around the world. I have made a note to do a show on when have you agreed to disagree. I think that would be a good show topic, don't you?
Yes. Thank you, Sharon. You just gave Jerry a good... Jerry, you're so brilliant, Jerry.
Well, the show is yours, Take Two Family, and Debbie and I come up with a lot of topics, but we do more topics that you suggest than you might realize. We try and mention it on the air and give props to the person who recommended a particular topic if we take one up that you have suggested. But we really do. We listen to you. So if there's ever a topic you want to suggest for the show, remember the email address is take2@ewtn.com, and you can send it to us there.
So we will credit Sharon from Ontario, Canada, for the agreeing to disagree topic that's coming up this summer. Tomorrow is Unscripted, folks. This is one of your favorite shows. You ask us all the time. You actually, so many of you have written in and said, can you do it once a week? No, because it's exhausting. Because we don't know what is coming, you know, what questions, you know, so we have to be ready. We have to be totally ready. And it's usually on a Friday, and we're heading into the weekend, and I can become a little punchy. Jerry's always, you know, spot on, but I get a little. What?
Punchy. Jerry's always punchy.
No. But it's unscripted tomorrow, folks. So bring anything to the table. We're willing to discuss it. Right, Jer?
Yeah, and we want to thank the show team, Michael, Jeff, and Rich, and affiliates. Thank you for carrying the program. We appreciate that. Again, don't forget to go to standtalltoday.com. If you feel like your life could use a little bit of a tweak, you could reframe some things, kind of get re-energized for your purpose and passion in life, that's what it's all about. Your free consultation is there at standtalltoday.com. And again, tomorrow is unscripted, so be thinking and praying overnight about what you would like to talk about, and we will happily have you on the program. So have a beautiful and blessed day. Until then, and St. Joseph, please pray for us. Amen.